This is Jim Taylor on WMJ and WMJ.com. Let's talk Mercer County High School Cross Country. On the High School Sports Spotlight, we visit with Mercer County High School junior Derek Coulter, the Lincoln Trail Conference champ last week, won over in Princeville. So tell us, Derek, congratulations first up. Tell us a little bit about your race last week and being crowned the LTC champ.
Yeah, thank you. It's something I've been looking at ever since freshman year, really, with Riley winning, but I came a little short with second last year, so I really wanted it this year, and I won by a pretty good amount, so I was decently happy. And then it was the cherry was put on top with both teams winning, so I was pretty happy with it.
Yeah, so as you mentioned, the boys, they win the title. The girls win the title. Tell us a little bit about the boys' team this year. There's another Coulter on the team. So are you rough on him? He's just a freshman, right? No brother?
I'm on him sometimes, but I just want him to have fun and enjoy it. So
you say it's tough love.
Yes,
Just like your older brother said to you, it's tough love, Derek, right?
Yes.
All right, so I'm always interested because I see you out on your own a lot during the season, running on your own. So what is your workout schedule like, and why do you do that, I guess, on your own? Because, like, people say, well, aren't they running at cross-country practice? Why is this kid out running early in the morning on his own? So what about your training regimen?
So I'll go to every practice after school, but then if I have, like, a double day or something, then I'll run in the morning with by myself or with someone. I usually like to do it with someone because no one wants to wake up at 5:30 and run by themselves for no reason. But
well, wait a minute. I do that sometimes.
That's true. Yeah, I've seen you out there.
Yeah. But you passed me though, man.
I just like to get out there and get the extra miles in sometimes, and it's good recovery actually. And it's really easy to get more miles in during the week that way.
So, by you saying that, that means that you enjoy running?
For the most part. There's always the good days and bad days. Like, I mean, everyone has that.
So what motivates you? Is it the clock or what?
I don't know. I've always been pretty competitive. Like, I've always liked to just, like, be number one, I guess. Like, if I'm not, like, it just always, like, gets at me, I guess, with everything. It doesn't really matter what it is. And I've just been doing running, and it feels like I'm obligated to do it. So, and, yeah, there's always, like, a joy in completing something or feeling like you just went out there and did a 10-mile run, like, real good or something. But, yeah, it's just the challenge behind it.
So, 10-mile run, what's the longest? I'm just curious, like, what's the longest run you've ever taken?
Like, 12 and a half, I think, is all.
That's all?
Yes.
Well, it's a half marathon, basically. So, looking at, I know Monday was a big meet. I think there were 21 boys teams at Amboy. They always run that on Columbus Day, historically. I mean, it's been a big late-season meet. So, I think you finished, like, 14th there. So, when you look at, like, the field, I know that's a pretty good competitive field, and you'll run at Detweiler this Saturday, the Patriot Invitational. I mean, are those good measuring sticks for you? Like, what did you gain from running that race Monday, you think? And then how do you look at this Saturday?
Yeah. So, Amboy, I think there's actually, like, 35, 40 teams. Because we were in box 20, but there's a whole bunch of competitive teams there, so it's really good to gauge ourselves, even if it is a 2.9 course. And we were split apart, like Mason and Jack and Carlos were all in the JV race. But it was just good to ping ourselves off of and see where we are. And the big races are just really good because we go to all these small meets and then we go to the big ones and start running fast and start seeing where we sit on bigger levels and bigger stages. So,
and this Saturday, so you run at the state course,
mm-hmm,
Detweiler Park. And it's a huge field, too, right? So,
yeah.
I mean, people call that pre-state, basically, mm-hmm, in cross-country terms. So what are you shooting for? What are you looking at Saturday? Do you go in strategy and say, well, I'm just going to size up the field and I'm going to put it all on the line maybe in a couple weeks when it's the real state and not pre-state? So I guess, like, how do you approach this race this Saturday?
Yeah, so I'd like to get like 25th or whatever, and or top 25, and get like a pretty good time wherever that lands me, really. But I really don't see the reason to go into races with a huge race plan, because it always psychs people out. It seems like when you don't stick with it. So I actually don't worry about it, and I just like go out there, and you might as well give your best that on that day. So
what you're saying is you're not running against the clock.
Yeah.
You're running against the guy or guys.
Yeah, your goal is just to keep on passing, keep on passing. If you keep on passing, you're bound to have a good time. So, but race smart, obviously, but don't go in there with like, all right, I have to be here at mile one, here at the halfway point. Like, it's good to have like an outline, but not a super solid plan.
Now, what are you, I'm curious, you know, cross country is basically you're running on God's green earth, they say.
Yes.
Do you like that? Or because I see you running on the streets, too. I mean, what do you, what's the style that you like?
So I'll admit, like, road running, like, it's my favorite. Like, I love road races, anything on the road. The track's okay, but then when cross comes around, it's a little hard to get used to running, like on the grass for, like, the first two meets. But then after that, it's really nothing different. I mean, you're in spikes, so it feels like you're barefoot practically, and it really kind of feels better than running on the road sometimes. So it's pretty fun.
Now, when you say run on the roads, I see you run in Alito.
Mm-hmm.
Do you run, like country road running?
Yeah,
or you
for
run
the most
at
part,
the country?
Yeah.
Are you not, is that a big secret or something?
Super classified. No, really anywhere. Like, I mean, just depends on if I'm running with someone or if I'm just at my house or something. But
So this is like an interesting, weird question. Like cross country, I think like the scenery in cross country is pretty cool. And
yeah.
Some of the courses you run out. Do you get, you know, can you enjoy the scenery, or it's like, no, it's like, I got to run this race.
So we always like walk the course.
What a dumb question that probably is.
That's fine. We always walk the course, and it's not exactly like the scenery. It's just fun to be there, and like it's just a whole lot more interesting than track. I mean, track, you're just running circles, the same thing over and over. But
turning left is what
you're saying. Yeah, yeah. And cross, though, you got all this stuff. You got the turns, you got the hills, and you got the, I don't know, you just got to have everything. And it's a whole lot more scenic, and you don't really take it in during the race because you're kind of fighting for something. Mm. But when we walk the course before the race, it's pretty nice.
Now, I heard this about you, and I use this as guidance for me. Somebody said about running shoes, they said Derek Coulter uses Brooks running shoes, and they're the most comfortable running shoes out there. Do you use Brooks running shoes or not?
I used to, actually, but not anymore, because like, I found some Nikes and then Hokas, and I don't know.
Okay, because I'm using Brooks running shoes because of you, and the first ever Brooks running shoes I got, the comfort of them and the cushion of them,
yeah,
and the bounce of them were unbelievable.
Yeah, there's
and
definitely.
And I'm like, he's on to something on that, at least with street running.
Yeah, there's definitely like 85% of Brooks shoes, I'd say, are really great for running. I mean, even like from hobby joggers to the elite, I guess, like you just can get so many miles out of them, and it's just, yeah, super comfortable. But
I thought you were going to say the elite like you. No, I'm just kidding. All right, so it's cool that your little brother's running. What are your hopes for him? What do you think, so when you finish the race, is that the first thing you're worried about is your little brother, or is it basically like a team type of thing? You can kind of admit it if you want to or not.
I get done with my race, and my biggest thing is like, okay, I can't just stand here, and like, I try every race, and I get done, and I'll get like 5 seconds of just like hard breathing when I get done. I'm like, whew, that was exhausting. But then I'll get done, and I'll turn around, and I'll just start running, and I'll cheer everyone on that is on our team for the most part, if I can see them at least. Then I'll cheer Mason on as he comes by, and Jack, and Blair, and Zach, and but no, my focus isn't directly pointed on him, but it is like in the back of my mind for him to do good, but it's a team thing really, so I'd like the entire team to do better.
All right, so this is interesting. So I'm glad we can have you on here for a couple extra minutes. So if there, you use the term hobby runner. So there are people out there that may be out of shape, and maybe they need to change their lifestyle a little bit.
Okay, yeah.
And get healthier. So you can't say, well, I'm going to run, would you say 12? You're not going to run 12 and a half miles today. Okay, I think a lot of people think, well, I'm going to get 2 miles in, or I'm going to get a mile in. You know, I mean, if you start and you're trying to change lifestyle as it relates to run, is it about perpetual motion more about, hey, maybe I should start and can I get one lap in down at Pratt Memorial Field? That's my first goal, running continuously for one lap.
Yeah,
and then maybe by next week, a lap and a half or two laps. What's your advice to people if they want to get in shape? Now, you're way down the road. I get that. But is it just basically the first step? That's what you need to take? Or how would you approach it?
Personally, like, I'm not professional at it or anything. It's just I've been doing it for a couple years. And you can't for the most part just go out there and run 12 miles or however far. But, I mean, there's definitely people who can, and there's, like, never say no. But if you really want to, like, just get in shape, yeah, like, just go out there for 2 minutes or go on a walk and, like, between power poles, just, like, jog every other power pole or every other block. And, like, it's really not that difficult to get out there. Or once you're out there, it's not that difficult, but the difficult part is actually to get out there, is what I'm trying to say. But, and so the progress isn't always, like, linear. Like, it's not always going to be a constant straight uphill. I mean, there's obviously going to be peaks and drops. But it's just, like, just stay consistent, really, with the training and just slowly build up. I mean, there's no reason to jump the gun. I mean, no one's rushing you for anything, really. But
Well, that's great advice, how you explain it. I think that is a perfect way to do it. If you start, that's a great way to do it. Run from one power pole to the next. Stop, walk to the next power pole. Run again and do it for whatever. See if you can go 10 minutes
yeah.
or 5 minutes or whatever. That's the way to do it. Power pole. See, man, what you're doing, Derek Coulter, is you providing some learning. The airways. All right, root for this kid and root for the cross-country program. They got a good thing going. The boys are the LTC champs this year. The girls are the LTC champs, and there's a lot of talent running. And the numbers are great. You got to like that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, it's good to have a true team where a lot of kids are participating in cross-country. All right, keep up the good work. Thanks for coming in today. Derek Coulter is a junior, and he is the LTC cross-country champ. He joins us on WRMJ.